It's coming towards the very end of the sugya, Baruch Hashem, of Shema, Yudala from the base. We've got two little tastes in left. Do you remember the sugya? You forgot about it, right? Now we have to learn tastes. That's not a theory. So the taste is at Mehemta Libishwar, actually, the one beforehand. So we had just to remind ourselves the Gemara said if a Shema gave over to a Shema, one gave over to a Shema two, we had the Machlokes Ula and Rava, what's the din? Ula says that the first Shema is off the hook, meaning if something happened, which had it been in his Rishus, it would have been Potter. And if it happened in the Shema B's house, it'd also be Potter. That's what Ula held. And Rava said, nope, that if Shema gives over to another Shema, he's chayv. So Ula said, you're Potter, always Potter. In which case, it goes without saying if the Shmir he gave it over, if he was a Shmir, he gave it over to a Shmir Socha. So he gave a better Shmir, he gave it over to a Shmir Socha. It goes without saying that will be Potter then. The first Shmir will be Potter. He Potter forever, he wouldn't have been Chayev for had it been Mayim. He's also Potter if it happened by the other person's wishes. That goes without saying if you went up with the Shmir. But even if he was a Shemesh and he gave it down to Shemesh Kenam, even there he's going to be Potter. So what do they mean by Daluye Aliyah? It goes without saying if he's upping the Shmir. What does it mean? In which way is the Shmir a better Shmir? The fact that he gave over to Shemesh. The Shemesh is also a person. He's also a person. Both of them are people. Why is it? Why the that's answer. Yes. Right. That's right. Tosis has a suffix, what I meant. Tosis has a tzad, maybe it improves the shmirah because the owner gets a better payment, repayment if it gets lost. If you have a shemir chinam and it gets stolen from him, so what happens? Lost it, finished. You have a shemisach and it gets stolen from the shemisach, the bailin gets paid, right? So Mela, maybe that's what Iluya Ali Nishmi also. By me, the shemichinam handing over to shemisach, the bailin gets better repayment benefit.
Or he's got more opportunities to get paid.
Yeah, right.
More.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it means. So it says the calm in that. Why not? Although it's true, the bailin get paid. More often paid by handing it over, but that can't be the pshat, because there was a case where Shem HaKinam gave over to Shem HaSochar, and that's Iluya Ali went up, which let's say means he gets paid more than the Bailim will get paid back in more eventualities. But then what does Giruy Gari mean? We said it, but even if he went from Shem HaSochar to Shem HaKinam, where it's Giruy Gari, where he gets paid less, if that's what it means the Bailim would get paid less opportunities of getting paid. Why would he get paid less opportunities? I mean, if he's a Shemesh Socha, he gives over to Shemesh Chinam. And what happened? If it got stolen, so the Shemesh Socha anyway is going to be Chayiv. The Shemesh Socha, the original Shemesh is going to be Chayiv. And if an oynes happened, then the Shem Soch is Potter and the Shem Mechinam is Potter. So the Bailim are never going to get paid less by the fact that the Shem Soch gave over to the Shem Mechinam. The Bailim won't lose out anything by it. So you can't tell me the word Iluya Ali means that he made the better repayment, because then Giruy Gari would mean that by me giving over to Shem Mechinam, the Bailim is losing out payment. And that's not true. The Bailim wouldn't lose out any payment from the fact that Shem Soch handed over to Shem HaKinam.
Except that the person who actually, the shomer who is actually on the watch when it happens, he has a higher incentive or less incentive,
Right.
right?
That's
His sense of
why I tell you,
responsibility.
that can't be the pshat. That means the Bailim is receiving more or less. Rather, it means, like you both said, that Iluya Ali means that he'll do a better shmir. A Shem HaSochah does a better shmir. Why does he?
where's the question even coming from? The language of the Gemara is that lo yedilei lishmiraso. It says it says explicitly it's the shmirah that has a improvement.
Yeah, it's a good aura, David. Very good aura. Now, according to how Tais understood it, lo yedilei lishmiraso means it's more effective because the bailim will receive payment more often. Because of his shmira, the bailim is going to receive better payment. The shmira that the Shem Socha does, because he gets paid, means that the bailim will get paid better. That's what you have to say means, yeah? So Taisa says, in the farish, aliyah, don't say aliyah means shem nigno, if it gets stolen, taxa the bailim will get paid. Don't say that. Why? So grue gari, because to a grue gari, the opposite, which is grue gari, the esha, the farish, the Indian zeh. It's not possible to explain that way. You can't explain it that way. Iluya Ali, maybe you can explain that the bailim get paid better. But grue gari, you can't.
You see both of those options. You say that Iluya and not Ali is both benefits. And the grue gari, that's one.
Okay, once you're saying that Guru Gari means detraction in Shmira, then we don't have a right to say Eloi Ali means anything more than improvement in Shmira. That's just one of the opposite, double bipuchu. Hello. So what does it mean? Hello. Hello, Eliu, Ilui. Vagiroin, have the Shemit. Have what is it? The Shemisacha, Mosa, Nafshay, Tfei, the Shemit. Shem Zaha protect will force himself more to look after it. Me Shem Echinam doesn't force himself so much. He's doing a favor. Doing a favor, I'll do what I can. Shem Zaha is being paid for it. He's going to work harder.
So if you do the Zaha onwards kind of stuff, obviously if you bring him from Shem Zaha to Shem Echinam, he's a share.
Well, you would have thought, you might have thought so, yeah?
Certainly.
Right? You might have thought so. That's why the Gemara is saying a Chiddush. Or it said, even if I go from Shem Esoch to Shem Echinom, where the Shmir is now less of a Shmir, it's still going to be okay. Now why? Because if a Gneiv of Aveda happens, what's a Shem Echinom going to do? Shem Echinom is not going to look after it to the nth degree. No. And if a Gneiv of Aveda happens in a Chaim, Shem Esoch, the original Shem Esoch is going to have to pay. The first Shem is going to have to pay. The only Nidan is, what happens if an oinus happened? If an oinus happened, well, okay, then there's no difference between a Shem Yisrach and a Shem Echinom. If an oinus happened, they're both bottom. The fact that Shem Echinom didn't force himself to look after it wouldn't make it that the oinus wouldn't have happened. The fact that Shem Echinom wouldn't force himself to look after it doesn't make it that the oinus would not have happened. Had the Shem forced himself to look after it, the oinus would have still happened. So that was not Pshia, the fact that he gave it over to Shemachim. That's coming up. That's the next thesis. Okay, that's the two. That's so far two thesis on the sugya. First thesis was said a chiddush alach lemaisa. Now, what happens if Shemachim gives it over to Shemisacha, and he got stolen? So who has to pay?
Second
Shemachim. To who does he pay? The Ma'alim. You might have thought he gets paid to the first Shema, because the Bailim never asked the Shema Sacha to look after his stuff. But no, a person can't make money on another person's property, and therefore it goes to the Bailim. If you wouldn't have had that thesis, if you wouldn't have had this thing that goes to the Bailim, then the next thesis wouldn't even start. Thesis had the Tzadi, Luya Ali, means the Bailim get paid back more situations. If it wouldn't have been true, the previous thesis, then it wouldn't have been Eloi Alien. What would be? The Shem Socha. Shem Echinom gave it to Shem Socha, and the Shem Socha, it got stolen from him. So who gets paid? Who gets paid?
The first
Shem. The first Shem. So the Bailim never got anything better from it. So where's the Eloi Alien? The Bailim never got better. If Eloi Ali could mean what we were saying, maybe it means the Bailim get paid. Yeah, maybe it means the Bailim get paid. It's not true. The Bailim won't get paid. So there's no Havamina that should be Eloi Alien. So in this thesis, the second thesis, only because I just told you that in the first thesis, told us that if it does get stolen, who gets the money?
Oh.
The Bailim. If the Bailim gets money, then maybe I've got Havamina. Eloi Alien means that it's more than the Bailim gets paid back in great eventualities. So his thesis is no, but then Guru Gari doesn't work. That's why we refer back to Poshup Shat Eloi Alien means the Shema does a better Shema. Yeah? Okay. One more thesis. Now Rava said that in all eventualities, the first Shema is still Chayv. That means if the Shema gives it over to, the Shema Chinom gives it over to Shema Sachar, and they got an Einus happened, right? An Einus happened, the Shema Chinom is going to be Chayv. Why? Give over to Shem Zohar, why should be Chayev? Because at Mehem Tzeli B'Shvor, I trust you. Regarding Shvor, I trust you. I don't trust anyone. I don't trust the other guy. Whatever that Shvor meant. There's a noise in the background, but it's the building. That's what it is. It's if there's a siren, I'll let you know. At Mehem Tzeli B'Shvor, says Tasis, the three times it, according to this reason, if the second one is more trustworthy than the first one, nearer the potter, it would seem that he's potter, the first one's potter, because he can't claim anymore, can't say it.
Why is it
because the other guy is more trustworthy. Huh? What's called more neman? A very respectable rabbi that everyone trusts, everyone brings them him their money to look after. Somebody who's well known that everyone trusts. Maybe even this Shema trusts him. So if the Shane is Neman Yisman Yishoin near the pot, it would seem that he's Potter according to this reason. Why should he be Potter? Because the only reason why you say you don't trust, really, I'm saying an Einus happened. I can't make a Shavu. So go to him, he'll make a Shavu. No, you don't trust this Shavu. Don't trust this show, you do trust this show. So of course it should be Neman. Nearer than Neman. That's what Tesis says. But says Tesis in Hamafkid, which is in Babakam, there's another mentioned in the Gemara there why the original Shema has to pay. Person can claim, I don't want my pikkudin to be by somebody else. He can be the most trustworthy guy in the world. And I believe him, anything he swears across, I agree with it. I would never say he's lying, and I agree with his shvor. But I possibly don't want my pikkudin to be by him. So you were negligent by giving it to him. And the first shema was negligent by giving it to him. And therefore, it'll be chayev even in that situation.
Even if they were eating.
And even if they were Edom. Even if they were Edom, it's still what happened. It would still be part, it would still be Chayv. Why? Because ain't it Tzoni Shepik Doin V'Yad Acha.
Can you make that claim?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara there says. V'ain Shnei Ataymim Halalu Shovim. And these two reasons are not the same reason. There's enough commitments between them.
According to the second reasoning, is the Masira itself a Peshia?
Yes. According to the second reasoning. Giving over the item to somebody else is a pshia. What's the svara for this? I don't want it. So what? That happened. What's the svara? You've kept on saying your svaras. What's the svara?
I thought I gave it to you to watch.
Yeah, so what?
You're trustworthy. The other guy may be trustworthy, but he has 10 kids under the age of 5. And I gave you a glass vase to watch.
No, then he's not. Then you're a pesher. Nobody would argue about that. So, if you didn't give over to a person who can look after it, I don't think anyone would disagree on that point. No, so Yossi said about which so Shane him say the person has mazel. He can be very very respectable and very trustworthy. But sometimes some people you find that they have more tzoros than other people, and there's sudden mazel. That a person or community, his house can be well looked after, but for some reason, Ganovan will come to that house or lo yalinu had the fire, whatever it is, the sudden sorrows that happens to people, and that he can say, the fact that an oinus happened to that guy, you're right, it was an oinus. It was an oinus. But why did the oinus stuff happen to that guy? Had you had it, it wouldn't have happened to you. Only because it was him. It's an oinus, yeah. There's a certain thing called mazel. And whatever that means and why that is. So Mamele, he's got taina in a tinship with doing biyadach. So says Tosfos, according to that, even if there's Aiden, that onus happened, first shame would be chayav, because you'd be share for giving it over to the second guy.
Isn't it interesting that Mar doesn't say that here?
Sure, Ola is chaylek. Ola is chaylek. Ola is chaylek. Ola is arguing with that shit in the Gemara. Ola here, who said that the first shin is bottom, and Rava here, who said that the only reason why the first shin is chayev is because they are both chaylek on that svara mentioned in the Gemara there.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Says Tosfos, Ve'in la'akshos. Ulu said the person's potter here. Ulu the hocho. Hey, he paling out time. How could he argue on that svar? Of a nutsoini, she picked down the yadacher. What's the problem? Homasnisini, it's a Mishnah, but pig all I get. Not stamina, move svar. It's a Mishnah. It says if a person sends a get, if he says to the Shriach, Toil me men or chayf exploini. Here's a get, and when you give the get over to the wife, take from her a particular chayf, a particular item. Then that shliach can't send appoint another shliach. He cannot appoint another shliach. Normally a shliach could make a shliach. Cannot appoint another shliach to take this get to that woman. So he's got this get from South Africa. He has to bring it to Bnei Brak. So he's in South Africa, so he got hold of this get, and he's coming to Eretz Yisrael, very nice. So he's landing in Tel Aviv. He's not going to Bnei Brak. So he's going to give this get to somebody at the airport who is from Bnei Brak and say, here's the get, fonenechtam, whatever the halachas you say, and please take it to the Beis Din in Bnei Brak. You can do that normally. Shliach can make a shliach, but here not. Why? Because when the Baal, the husband, gave the get in South Africa, he said, but when you get to Bnei Brak, please take from her that engagement ring that I gave her. So now, the Baal is very makbid, who's going to be holding this engagement ring? And the Shliach cannot ask this person from Bnei Brak to give the get, because if he gives the get, he has to accept the engagement ring, and the husband did not want this other Shliach to be holding the engagement ring. So you can't argue about it. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Nobody can argue on it. So what's chat here that Ulo had held your potter? Why should be potter? This din of Gittin is a chatchila. I don't want somebody else to hold it. I'm going right to demand that nobody else should hold it. But what happens if somebody else did? What happens if the person landed in the airport and gave it over to this person in going to Bnei Brak? And the guy in Bnei Brak did give the get. And the guy who received the get got hold of this diamond and it got stolen. Do we have any raya that the second guy is going to be chayiv? We don't have a raya from that Mishnah. The Mishnah just says the person got the right to demand who should be holding his pikadon. We don't have a raya that if he did, then the first guy is going to be chayiv. We don't have a raya for that. It says Ula and Rabba, we don't find that b'di'evet, if the shema did give it over to another shema, that the first shema is going to be chayiv. We find I've got a right to demand who should be looking after my item. But if you didn't listen to me, whether or not you're going to be liable, that is no kosher mishnah. It says Ula and Rava, in that case, you're going to be potter. I have an aura on this Tosfos. The Tosfos, for some reason, asks, Ein hakshus le'ula. Why le'ula? So on Rava as well, the same question. It's the Ula and Rava, but Rava actually holds your chai because of a different reason. Because at mehem tzei b'shvo. But if it would be somebody who's more neman, then even Rabbi would say water. Why? So it's like, oh, on Tesis. Why Tesis focuses here on Ula? I understand why, because Ula said you potter outright. In truth, if you understand it better, then Rabbi would hold the same. I want to share with you a svara. Yossi asked Akasha last time, what's this svara? What's this svara? So you don't trust me. You don't trust the other guy. So what that you don't trust? The basin do trust. That was Yossi's kasha. The basin do trust. So who cares what you personal feelings are? So I saw a svara that it means, I don't know if everyone holds this trap, but I saw a svara means that therefore, since I don't trust the other guy, I consider you still the shomer. You're still the shomer. You can't be off the hook. I still consider you the shomer. Maybe basin do trust that guy. But who cares? You are my shomer, and you are still continue to be my shomer. That's the svara I saw somebody mazmin. That means that guy sure might be good. That guy sure might be good. Maybe he is. And that guy would be off the hook. But you are still my shomer. And you can't party yourself and say, okay, I've now given up this role because I passed it on to somebody else. No. As long as I and you agree to be my shomer, so that agreement is still in effect until you actually do pass it to somebody who's good, but he's not, because as far as I'm concerned, I don't recognize his shmur. So Amela, you are still my shame. So according to Tesis says that if he gives it over to somebody more respectable, then of course the first guy would be Potter. Why? It makes sense. Because what's the pshat? You're my shame. And by passing on to somebody else, I don't view as our agreement has ended. It's not true. It would end, because since you agree that person's shmir is a better shmir, or that person's shmur is a better shmur, since you agree that person's shmur is a better shmur, so Mela, the agreement between us is finished, I pass on to somebody else. That would work, right? That means as long as I pass on to somebody who you would agree with, then it's fine, then I've finished my duties. I'm now off the hook. It's only if I pass on to somebody you don't agree with, then as far as you're concerned, I'm still your shame. That's
look at it through a subjective.
Yeah.
We look at it insofar. If this person is upstanding in the community and trustworthy, then whether or not I personally consent to it or don't consent to it.
You would consent to it if he's a trustworthy person. Why not? You should. You would consent to him. You're not a liar. You would consent to him. The shayla is this, it's an interesting shayla. What would be if you gave it over to someone that bemet the shul is not a good shul? Meaning that the owner of the item is not mashiv that person, or bemet is not more choshuv, and therefore he's got a right to say, ant mehem tzli b'shul. He's got a right to say that. I believe you, and therefore you're still my shayla. And there's aidin that onus happened. Or, let's talk about better kids, aidin that gneva made that.
Okay.
It's Aiden that can never have either happen. So now the first shomer was a shomer sochor. He gave over to another shomer sochor. There's Aiden that can never have either happen. So now is the first shomer still chayim?
Why wouldn't he be?
Would he still be chayim?
Yes. Well, it depends.
Well, let's try and work it through. Yeah. If the pshat is that we just explained, the Ad Mems and Yeshua, the reason why you're still a shomer, the reason why you're still a shomer is because I don't trust the other guy, so then you're still my shomer. So if you're still my shomer, very nice. Aiden said this happened, but you're still my shomer. So you still have to pay. No, so he was a shomer sochor. He was a shomer sochor.
Oh.
He was a shomer sochor, and Aiden said it got stolen.
But if his whole time is only at Mehemakli, who knows? He doesn't have any claim anymore. He's just saying it's a matter of trust.
Right.
And now the fact that
you have
witnesses.
One second. And therefore, a matter of trust. Therefore, I consider you still my shomer.
What does that mean? It means it's only trust. Why do we? I consider you my shomer?
Since I don't trust that guy, so therefore, I consider that your role of shomer didn't end. You didn't give over to a person I can trust. So the role of shame didn't end.
He's taking out of trust. No. Because there's gate. His whole trust issue was saying, if I would trust him, I would accept the fact that you did it over
there. And you stopped being a shamer over there.
You stopped it.
Over there. Already 2 months ago. Well, you gave it over to, I gave it over to a person, to Reuven, I gave it over to the first Shema on Aleph Tishrei. Okay, Aleph Tishrei. He gave it over Aleph Kislev to a second Shema, who the owner trusts.
He said he doesn't trust.
No, okay. You just want to say okay. if you gave it somebody who does trust,
yeah.
And then it got stolen on Aleph Tevis a month later.
Mm-hmm.
So the first Shema is off the hook because Aleph Kislev he finished his duties, and the fact they got stolen Aleph Tevis is say that I finished my duties with. If he doesn't trust him, meaning he doesn't trust the new guy. So then the first guy's Shema, the first Shema, his role didn't end.
Right.
Aleph Kislev, he was still the Shema. And Aleph Tevis, it got stolen.
Still
the Shema. So if there's eight that say it got stolen, he's a Shema Sakha, then he'd have to pay. He was a Shema Sakha.
And he got stolen.
Right. Yeah. Right. He'd have to pay.
Right.
That means if that's a Svav Atmanitasi, meaning that you're I don't consider your shmir to be finished. You are still the shema.
Mm-hmm.
Then it should follow on that even if I've got edim, what happened? The first shema would still have to be. Even if there's edim that happened to show that something which the first shema would have been chayav for, he'd still have to be. Right? That's possible. You're saying it's possible. The truth is, it is possible to come to Rashi. Because Rashi says that every time a Shema gives over to another Shema, even according to Ulo, all the first Shema is Pato, he's only Pato for something which he wouldn't have been Chai for. There's something which he would have been Chai for, the first Shema was always carried on being that Shema. So according to Rashi, it's Avada Pasha. If Edom came and said, this is what happened, you're Chai for. The Chiddush is according to the other Shema. We mentioned Moki Yosef and others said that if you give over your shmira to someone else, you're off the hook. If a Shema Chinam would give over his shmira to his Shema Socha, and let's say he got a Peshe happened, or if a Shema Socha gives over his shmira to Shema Socha, and it gets stolen, the first Shema is off the hook. That's what the most Shema and Lachlan Maisa tell we pass. Shema Shemasa the Shema. And the I don't know how Lachlan Maisa, take that back. I think it is Lachlan Maisa, but most Shema hold. If a Shema gives over to another Shema and it gets stolen, the second Shema is Chayim, not the first. Because he can say, I appointed somebody in your place. It's not Lachlan Maisa going to be passing like Rob. According to Ula, that's how it would be. Ula holds the Shema gives over to another Shema. According to the Rishonim, the first Shema is off the hook. Why? He gave over to good Shema. Why, according to Rob, is the first Shema not off the hook? Why come to Rob? Is he not? Because of his svara. At mehentis li b'shvor, I trust you, I didn't trust him. If that's the pshat, like we explained before, the pshat is, and therefore I still consider you to be the shema, okay? Means Rob Behetim agrees to everything Ola said, just not. Or come to Ola by handing it over to the other guy, you became, oh, he's shema. According to Rob, if you hand over to the guy that I don't look up to, so then you are still ashamed, right? So what would be if you handed it over to somebody respectable, somebody that everyone trusts? Remember, the story was he received a shofar on Rosh Hashanah to look after, till he looked after it till Rosh Chodesh Kislev, he gave it over to Reb Eliashib to look after. Very great rabbi, everyone trusts him. And he paid Reb Yashin for doing it as well. And he was also a paid guy. And then Reish Fejish Tevis, it got stolen from Reb Yashin. Okay, so now who has to pay? He gave over to somebody really respectable. So Reish Fejish Kisei, was he still the Shema or not? Was he still a Shema Reish Fejish Kisei? He gave over to Reb Yashin.
Who's the question?
On how we've learned today, on Rava, he gave over to somebody more respectable.
First one's off the hook.
Off the hook because he gave over to somebody respectable. Why, if he gives over to somebody not so respectable, is he not off the hook?
Because he's still the Shema.
Because he's still the Shema. he's still the shomer, therefore he still has to pay for anything that happens. Therefore, even if Adim come along and say it got stolen, he would have to pay because he's still the shomer. That's what should come out, right? Even if Adim tell us what happened, it'd be, he would have to pay. The only way when he wouldn't have to pay, if Adim come along and say an oinus happened. If Adim came along and said that oinus happened, okay, I'm still the shomer. My shomer is not chayav for oinusim. So maybe that's when he would be potter. Yeah, that's what should come up.
Can you clarify that last case?
Like, yes, yeah, sure.
What was the exact case?
So in the last case?
The one that was just wrong said it about honest.
Right, exactly. Exactly happened. Exactly same story. Shoni got the shofar and he was paid for looking after it and he gave over to Abiyashev, Moshvedish Kisei, and he paid Abiyashev for looking after it. And then Moshvedish Davis, a big burglary happened, armed robbers came in and stole that shofar. It's an honest.
Honest. Trust him. It doesn't matter.
Yes, you're right. In that case, it's possible because he trusts. Okay. In that case, it's possible because he trusts. Okay, sorry, sorry. 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 So, you're quite right. He got the shofar on Shmidus on his Shastana and he gave it over on his Shkosev to somebody who is not known to be so super trustworthy, but not known to be otherwise. Somebody that the original owner could say that I don't rely on his shmur.
There was an
honest. And then on Shmuel Davis, Adin saw that armed robbers came in and stole that shofar.
Right.
So in that case, there's Adin say it was honest. So even if he's there, still a shomer, then there's Adin who's saying in that case that an honest happens to be bought. Okay.
Is it honest that happens to everybody or just this guy?
Okay, that's it. Okay.
Wouldn't
so
that be the
same? That's the other sorrow. That's the other sorrow of the Gemara. Say, we don't hold like that.
Even if it was stolen.
Now, if it got stolen, then the first shame would be chayav.
Why?
Because he's chayav from Eva.
It's never an Eva came and said, oh, he's chayav.
He's still a shame, yeah. That's what's going to be. Okay? So that could be a svar. It could be a nice svar to explain. So I think what we said on Thursday is also good, but this is a nice svar. Atmehem is Yeshua means, as far as I'm concerned, your shmiras continued on. You didn't end your shmir. Okay, now we finished.
In the Shomer Kingdom, gave it over to the Shomer Sachar. Well, what happened? It's Gneva.
Gneva happened.
The Sachar has to pay the Balan.
Mm-hmm.
So the Balan benefit, even though they didn't pay for their shmir.
Right. Nachon. That's because of a sorrow that person can't make money on another person.
Yeah, but the Balan won't need to pay.
I knew you'd ask the question. I knew you're sure you're going to ask the question. Okay, have a look now at the Rosh Simon Yud Zayin. Sorry, not Rosh Simon Yud Zayin, Rosh Simon Yud Dalet. It's more little Rosh. Just to be misakin in our office. You don't have Rosh, you must have Rosh in Yud. No, not even Rosh.
Simon what?
Yud Dalet.
Yud Dalet. Yeah.
We have it. Okay. Reb Tovid, you have a Rosh? So I'm going to share on the screen, okay? And also Moshe Peretz. Yeah, whoever it is, there is somebody on the, it's a telephone, I'm not sure it is. So the camera.
It's Mr. Sonnenberg.
Ah, Mr. Sonnenberg. Hello. Let's just share this with the screen views. Okay, now how do you share screen? Share. No. Gentlemen, you can see it?
Yes.
I know you can see it. Yes. What about the screen viewers? Can you see this yellow piece? Yes.
And yes. David?
Excellent. Thank you so much. So, Shema Yudalit. Shema Shamosa Shema Chai. Shema Gudemit Shema Chai. Oh, it's Tesis. So, who do we pass? 1 second. The Rosh was saying, yeah? Shema Shamosa Shema Chai. Who are we passing the light? Rava, we pass on a Rava. The Shem is also the Shem is Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? Atmem to see, yeah? Afilo Shemichinom Shemasar Shemisachar. Even Shemichinom, who passed it over to a Shemisachar. The Iluye Aliye Lishmiyosoi, that the Shemisachar is going to do a better Shmir. Chayev Shemichinom. The Shemichinom is chayev to pay Afilo Nensa, even if an onus happened. Why is he chayev to pay if an onus happened? Because who says an onus happened? Mishum Da'amale. At mentis ibeshvo, because you could say, I trusted you with the shvo. Eich, for the other guy, lo mehem and ibeshvo, I don't trust. And therefore, as we just explained, perhaps this svarah, you continue to be the shomer. And since you continue to be the shomer, I can only sign that maybe it was a pashir and you have to pay.
Does that mean at lo mehem and ibeshvo?
Hey, meaning the other guy.
Legitimate reason to say he doesn't trust him. That's his mitzvah. That he knows he doesn't. He knows this guy is shady. No. Or he just stopped making this claim.
Yeah, making this claim. Yeah, by making a claim that makes sense to me.
On the basis to say, why don't you trust him?
Because why should I trust him? I don't have any shaykhs to him. I don't do a shidduch with everyone. I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy.
It's not
to justify it. So the pshat is, like we explained, that since there's no reason why I should trust the guy because I don't know the guy, I did trust you, and therefore I consider you to be a shaman. When I add a line, the lashon's a bit weird. What does it say? At mehentes libeshvor, you I trust with the shvor, the other guy I don't trust. Why do we say this expression? You just say, I don't trust the other guy. Why not? I trust you, but I don't trust him. Just the point is, he's making a shvur. I don't trust his shvur. So therefore, you have to pay. So why is this? You hear the question, yeah? If that's the question, that's the point. I don't trust the guy. So say, he's making a shvur. I'm not going to say shvur. The pshat's not like that. The pshat is, I hold you're still the shomer. I trust your shvur. You I trust. You're still the shomer. That guy is not a shomer. I didn't appoint him as a shomer. You, I trust the shmira, meaning your shmira, I can't go. The other shmira, other person, I don't feel that the shmira is transferred to the other person. How can you say what? I appointed you as a shomer, and you didn't end your shmira duties. You continue to be the shomer. Why? Why do you continue to be the shomer? Because you didn't appoint somebody that I can personally feel comfortable with. So therefore, your shmira continued. Which words?
It's like a
which words?
It's like the rabbi saying it's extra added.
Which words are extra?
Both are.
No,
either way, it's extra. Extra.
Which way?
If you would have said at mehem and klee, that's one option.
No, that's one second. At mentis is not enough because if the other guy would have been Rabbi Yashiv, somebody really responsible, respectable, then would also be good. So it's not good enough to say you I trust with Shavuot. I have to say the other guy I don't trust. But to say the other guy I don't trust is not enough, because so what they don't trust? Pshat is, I trusted you and you're my shomer, and you carry on to be the shomer. I need both. I need to say, first of all, I trusted you, so you carry on to be my shomer. And second of all, the other guy I don't trust. And therefore, your shmir continued on.
Saying it, I think from here you see that you have to have a reason why you don't trust. That's dumb. Because it would have been sufficient to say, at mehem and klee.
I just told you it's not.
You I trust your
shvur. But Rabbi Yashiv also do.
Yes.
So very good. I gave it to Rabbi Yashiv.
That's fine. I would have accepted.
So the fact that you say Admen to Nibishur is not enough. You have to tell me, and so what? It's Admen to Nibishur, and the other guy not. He's not Rabbi Yashiv.
You have
to have that right. No. V'em yish edim shenenza. There's no deal for that. V'em yish edim shenenza. V'em yish itha edim. That an onus happened. So very nice. You don't trust the other guy. Okay, don't trust the other guy. But there's either an onus happened. Or Shidea Shemechinom Shenenza. The Shemechinom knows that an onus happened. Viritzi Shava and he wants to make a sure. Poto. The met is gonna be poto. Veloyam Rinon. We do not say demichayev, the first shem is chayev, mishum mitoich sheposha mitchilo, since he was poshe at the beginning. What was the pshia? Shemosa pikdoyne biyadache. We don't say that the other shits in Bogmatsia. The inu tzen shepikdoyne biyadache. We have, I got this number, Mesent begitin, peg, kolaget. Even though it says in the Mishnah, peg, kolaget, im oma litol mimeno chifetz. Remember this, this is what Tosis quoted. If he tells him to take a chifetz, then the shliach is not shliach of the get. The shliach, the husband appointed, cannot appoint a second shliach. Why shein it? So you know shivim doino biyadachem. Va'omalo, and on that the Gemara said Rishlokish. Va'omalo Rishlokish. Rishlokish said in Gittin kan shono Rebbe. Based on this Mishnah, Rebbe taught us. Ein hashoyel yoshoyel hashil. A shoyel is not allowed to lend it to another person. Ein hasicha yoshoyel haski. And a hired, somebody who hires a car can't rent it out to another person. Hani mele lechatchile. That's a chatchile. You can't do that. Avod yeved. But once it happened, then you want to make him have to pay. That we can't say that. Lo yimikri pesher. He's not considered pesher. With this. And Tosis and the Rosh brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, if somebody rents out a secha, dogabe a secha par machaveh, if somebody rents out a cow from his friend, and then he lent it to somebody else, and it died, kedalko, it died just like that, so noinus, right? Loi mechaev sheime secha medilei, the secha doesn't have to pay. Why don't they have to pay, even though he lent it to someone else? Because b'di'evet, we hold that nachon einu tzen shebikdoin biyadacha. Very nice, okay. But b'di'evet, we still hold that he doesn't have to, it's not called a pshia. It's not called a pshia b'di'evet. So this Rosh, I quote it because it's a very nice sikkum of the sugya. It's actually the halacha ma'aseh of the Rif brings it as well, that we hold like Rova. We don't hold any attention, we don't get ache, even with the evidence. We're not like Rava. Then what's Rava hold? That Bemet, the giving over, is not a pshir. The only taina the original owner can have is that, very nice, you gave it over, not pshir, but I don't trust the other person. I don't trust the shvur, meaning that I hold you're still the shomer. You still have to continue your role as shomer. And therefore, if you want to make a shvur to say an anus happened, b'vakasha, I'll accept your shvur. If Edim come along and say an anus happened, very good, an anus happened. Because when we have to rely on the speech of the new shomer, on his shvur, I'm sorry, I don't rely on it. I don't rely on that shvur, and therefore, you are still my shomer, and you have to prove that it didn't get stolen, that anus happened to it, so you have to prove that anus happened to it. Until then, you have to pay. How do you know he got stolen?
Let's say there are witnesses.
Okay, if there's Adam, then the first shame is going to be Potter.
The first break, the shot, but he can't go after the second one.
He could.
Why? Because he didn't recognize him as being Shomer.
So he swore.
He has no problem, but not.
So
it's not like he's saying.
That's it. You're right, really. In truth, you're right. The shame is Sacher really has to pay to the Shemachim. That's what he really has. But since the Shemachim can't keep the owner's money because Bazaar can't make money on somebody else's property, so therefore the Shem Echidim is going to have to give it to the Bayim. So ultimately, he's going to go to the Bayim.
Uh-huh.
You're right. Yeah, I hear very much what you're saying as much as far as I'm concerned, the owner speaking, as far as I'm concerned, you're the Shemer, means you're the Shemer, not him. So if it gets stolen, then I've got no claim from the Shemer Sacher. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
But definitely the Shemer Sacher would have to pay to the Shemer Echidim then. And since the Shemekhanam can't keep it, they have to pay the money for the buy. Therefore, it's awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, very good. That's the end of the sugar of Shemekhanam Shema in Babakan. From Metzia, that's where the main sugar is. Shemekhanam Shema, and the Mietz Hashem, one day, Hashem should give us Arichas Yom Shonim, we should be there to learn it together there. But for now, we wanted to start Chazara. So let's start Chazara. Chavti b'tashlumi nizkoi. The Avyodom at Bis. Chavti b'tashlumi nizkoi. Remember what I meant? The Chavti b'tashlumi nizkoi is the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah said, Chavti b'tashlumi nizkoi. Kech shekol nizkoi. If I'm chai with part, I'm chai for the whole thing. So what does that mean exactly? So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, chavti benizkoi lo yiktono, el betashlume nizkoi. It says betashlume nizkoi. I'm chai to pay betashlume nizkoi. What does it mean betashlume nizkoi? What's this extra word? So tanina lahold the tono abonon. This is a support for that what we learned in a braisa. Tashlumi nezek melamed shabayde metaplim benevelo. Tashlumi nezek, the reason why we use this expression, tashlumi nezek, means to teach us that the bayde metaplim benevelo, that the owner, he has to take the broken pieces, he has to take the carcass, and the mazik just has to pay the difference. That's what tashlumi nezek means. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Havdi b'tashlumi nezek. If I'm chayv to make up the nezik, we really start in the middle of a sentence. Chayv to be mixes nizkoi, chayv to be tashlumi nizkoi, chayv to be nizkoi. Right, that was what Mishnah was saying. But the reason why we use expression tashlumi means that I'm chayv to pay the difference. That's what it means. Where's the makoy for such a thing? Where's the makoy for such a halacha? We have three makoyes, remember? One of the three makoyes. Rav Ami says the paraya from, which is talking about, what's Rav Ami's possum talking about? Aldom and Maza. And when it says the Yishalmeno, Maki Nefesh Bemi Yishalmeno, Al Tiki Yishalmeno, Elo Yashlimeno. We learn from that the person should make up the difference. We have Kanaburai from. We have Kanaburai, then what happened? He was a Shema that was meant to look after. Shema Sakha was meant to look after the animal. I don't know if it was Pesher, but it might say, it was. Well, yeah, that's a Shaili, what the Pasuk meant. Im Tori, if you Tori, it's an Eidesai. Give you aid, bring an aid that what?
It's a bearing test of witnesses.
There was
a
lie.
There was an aid.
He saved me. He's not Pesher. He wasn't Pesher. He was an anus.
He's a Pesher unless he loves witnesses.
Okay, fair enough.
He's not a Pesher. No, but if he's a Pesher, then it's an honest.
But you've got the witnesses to prove it. Okay. Yeah. So that's how Tosis points out this pasuk is talking about onus. Rashi though, Rashi did say something about Bishop that we had to work out. So if Kana brought a pasuk on this, it says here that im toif yitoif yivyehu ada jevel lo yishalim. That's how we fudge this pasuk a little bit. We change the pasuk. Ada jevel lo yishalim, meaning ad jevel yishalim jevel atzmo lo yishalim. He has to pay until the jevel. More than the treva, he wouldn't need to pay. It means if he was a pesheya, he'd only have to pay the difference. If he was an onus, the nidin, the discussion is only on the difference, because on the actual carcass, he anyway never had to pay. Anyway, that's how Tosis is understood. And Chizkiah, what's Chizkiah's raya?
Amazing role.
It's talking about what? So it's very important to remember all the three different cases. One was Adam Amazig, one Shemisacha, and one was a show that's not a show.
The owner of the show.
The owner of the show, yeah.
Yeah,
the owner of the show, they have to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
that's
the
point. Right. I mean, it's a lot of anything.
Why would we skip the one about the show? Because it's the second pasuk, but we say, look, why don't we skip the one
or a pit? What, my boy?
Yeah, why don't we skip that?
Why don't we bring a rye from boy that what? Because we use that to tell us that the bino have to take it out, no? Yeah. ומייס אלוהי לנזק. אל תרים אלה נזק, ואין אלה למזק, that you're telling me it's for the nizik, maybe it's only for the mazik, meaning what? That the mazik keeps the carcass, almost like a kachoyo.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? My like a kachoyo?
No.
What do you mean by that?
What does the Gemara mean by adding these words?
Well, like a kachoyo.
What is the first word? I'm not like a kachoyo.
Not like a kachoyo. No, it's not like that.
I mean.
It's not like that.
How do you mean it?
Not like that.
Why?
Loi, not kahoya, was not like that.
Was it Amos part of it?
No, Amos, you answer back, loi kahoya. No, it wasn't like that. I have a question. Maybe it's a mazik. Maybe the mazik has to deal with it. No, it wasn't. What do you mean? Why not? I haven't explained. I'll ask you a question, Yossi. Do you say Yalev Yom in 2 days' time? Yalev Yom in 2 days' time. Well, we said it tomorrow, so maybe we say the next day. Say no. You haven't explained why. Just said, no, it's just not. Nachon, you haven't explained why. Okay, same thing here. Loi kachoya. You want to say it's the mazik? No, loi kachoya. It's not the mazik. Why not? My loi kachoya? Maybe not. Well, what do you mean by loi kachoya? Prove it. Explain it. Amar Abaye. Abaye explained this is why. If, like you think, nevela de mazik habia, that it belongs to the mazik, Lichter Vachmono Shoy Tachasa Shoy. Just right. Shoy Tachashoy, which means what? That the mazik is to pay for the full animal. And if the mazik pays for the full animal, what's with the carcass? Who does that belong to? Obviously the mazik. He paid for the whole animal.
Why, at that point, right here, if that's all we had, why would we say that we keep in our usual compensation structures and that he can pay with the carcass at this point?
One second. So lechtu v'achmona shoy tachas v'shoy v'lishtoik. Don't say anything more in the pasuk. Why do you need to say v'amesi eloi? V'amesi eloi lomeli. Why do you say those words? It's coming to teach us something. What's it coming to teach? That they go that the mesi eloi for the nizik, not for the mazik. Mazik is pasuk. Come say for the nizik. Now you'll see our kasha. What's all big chiddush? Obviously the mazik can pay up using the carcass if it's his. Of course, you can pay up with it. So who cares if it's the mazik's or the nizik's? Let's say it's the mazik's, but you can pay up using this carcass. What's the big nafka minute if it's the mazik's or the nizik? And the answer is, it went down. Talking about that the value went down afterwards. It dropped in value. So it dropped in value. So now by the time we were coming to court, what was worth, when the animal was worth, when it died, the carcass was worth $10,000, is now worth $200. So it's true, if you're going to say the mazik can use the carcass as payment, and he's only got $200 of payment to pay up, and they now have to be mashlim the entire more, and have to pay all the difference. Mashlim, and if you're old chasnevela de nizik, if you say that the moment that the animal died, that's now belonged to the nizik, if then after that it went down in value, it's the nizik's baya, and the mazik only has to pay the difference between what it was when it was alive, and was at the time that he got killed. That's the nafka minute. That's like the Gemara's going to speak out. Just to remind ourselves as we go through the sugya, we had a shaila, a kire. What's the whole sugya? What's the din of pras nevela de nizik? This din that we say that the nizik owns the carcass, what's it mean to tell us? Does it mean to tell us that the hezek that was involved was only the difference between the what it was when it was alive and it was at the time it died? That's what the hezek was. And therefore, I don't care if it goes down afterwards because I didn't do that. So the hezek is the difference between the price it was when it was alive and the price it was at the moment it died. Is that the hezek that happened? Is that the chiddush of the Gemara here? Or no? There's a much bigger chiddush. Now really, the mazik damaged and killed the entire animal. And he destroyed that animal. Whatever's left is something new, potem chadoshis. And the shayla was, then maybe he can use that carcass at the time of the death as the first payment. Even though the mazik doesn't know about it and the nizik doesn't know about it, at the time of death is an automatic repayment of using that carcass. And that's what it means by chasnevela de nizik, meaning really was the mazik's when the mazik already paid it back to the nizik. Came out in the sugya that Rashi learned at the second line. Right? And in Tosis, we'll see. Okay, that's where we're holding for now. Where are you holding Chazor? You went further over. Round about here. Excellent. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. Mitzvah Tuesday at 9:30. So have a great day, everyone. And for Shalema, my David, my Chaperet as well. And also based for the Yon Avram. So feel good.
Yep.
Cool.